You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
Did the mics pick that up? Ace just cracked his energy drink.
Did it? I don't think it picked up. I don't think anybody knew Riggins.
Especially his wife.
No, she's okay.
She didn't know.
She's okay. She
didn't mind one a day. It's when I have more than one a day. You have too many of those.
She doesn't mind it.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to blow your cover, though. Okay. That was why.
He's drinking it on camera now.
And but enjoy every drop.
You might as well be in the witness protection program as to do something on camera with us.
Totally good.
Yeah. Ain't nobody looking at that.
Right.
Totally good.
Allow me be the first to say happy National Crawfish Day.
Today
is National Crawfish Day.
Man, are they expensive this year?
Are they more expensive than ever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, weather conditions haven't been right for the crawfish farms and stuff. So
really,
neither is my pocketbook.
But I did see a thing the other day where the prices are coming down a little bit from what they initially were.
Okay.
So you know, Riggins.
So when I go to buy crawfish,
when that truck shows up at your house with the live crawfish,
yeah. Katy Perry is dipping out of American Idol after this season. And she says she's got a recommendation for who should replace her. And she thinks Jelly Roll would be a good replacement on American Idol.
Yeah, he was a guest on there the other day, like a mentor or whatever they call it. And people loved him.
Really?
They just loved him. And one of the reasons why is because he's so nice, and he always wants to inspire people and prop people up. And all. He's one of those kinds of guys, like the... the pothead that hangs around all the time and just, hey, man, you can do it, brother. Come on, man.
Hey, man, somebody's got to do it. Why might as well be you, man?
I've been where you are if I can make it. God got a purpose for me. He got a purpose for you, too, man. I'm telling you, brother.
That's the guy who is always, man, if I can do it, what? What exactly have you done? Graduate high school?
But he is a very, very kind soul.
Yeah,
Jelly Roll is.
Does he run the risk now of oversaturation? Because he's on CMT Awards, he's on New Year's Rockin' Eve, he's on every podcast, every single show. Will there, are we getting to the point where it's a lot of Jelly Roll?
Could be. But you can't blame him. He's went all those years and living with nothing, trying to make it, and now all of a sudden he's made it. He's going. Gas it till the world blows up, brother.
That's right.
You gotta gas it, man.
Will his fan base be upset if he joins American Idol? Will they look at that as sort of a?
I think it's kind of like a good fry. Look at our guy getting out there doing something else. That's good because people just root for him as a person. I think
they do.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I don't know much about his audience, but I know it's getting bigger.
Yeah, I don't either. And honestly, I don't know anything about his. I don't know his music at all. One song. I just know he seems like a really. I don't even know if I'd like his music, but he just seems like a really nice guy.
Yeah,
good guy.
Yeah, well, let me be on record once again is that none of you listening or watching this would even know who Jelly Roll is if it weren't for me. I was Jelly Roll's first fan in the mainstream broadcast world.
Yeah, so do you have to be done with him now because he's now so popular that you just can't? It's like sushi and...
And the Sopranos, and once everybody jumps on the bandwagon, I jump off.
Yeah, do you have to?
Not yet.
But we're approaching that time.
But soon.
Very possible.
Yeah.
So those are just a few things that are now trending.
All right, there's a huge announcement coming up. One of the biggest announcements we've had in a long time. It's going to be so fun. And you don't want to miss it. So that's coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
My name is TJ, and my wife and I do this... the silly little thing on Saturdays where we go to different small towns, throughout our land, and we make videos and take pictures and all of the things that each little town has to offer. It's called TJ and Jody's Small Town Adventures. Well, since we began doing that, probably over a year ago now, right? We've been doing that. We get suggestions from people. Where should we go next? What towns should we go? What is a good little town for us to visit? And more than any other suggestion we've ever gotten the whole time we've been doing it is for us to go to New Bern, North Carolina. So we've always had that on the list as, all right, we got to make that one special when we go to New Bern, North Carolina. We even did a little bit of research last year, last summer. We were in the area, and Jody and I went and just drove through there. And it's a cool little town. It's awesome. So we are coming to New Bern, North Carolina, July 8th. We'll be there Saturday, July 8th. And this is huge because, Bojangles is sponsoring the trip that we're having there, the entire, TJ and Jody's Small Town Adventure, as well as the different places that we're going to be stopping. And what we do is we just go from place to place, and you come meet us wherever you can. We're also giving away in this one the opportunity for somebody to hang out with us all day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Hang out with us all day. And also we're giving away $100 gift cards to Bojangles and a stay at the DoubleTree by Hilton New Bern Riverfront. So, I mean, we've been planning to come to New Bern for a long time. We just wanted to do it upright whenever we did, because it is a special town.
It's June 8th, not July 8th, by the way.
What did I say?
You said July.
I'm sorry. June 8th. So plenty of time. Not as much time as if it were July 8th, but still plenty of time.
Either way.
Yeah. So what we're going to do is we're going to start at the DoubleTree by Hilton New Bern Riverfront, and then we're going to go to Cypress Hall, Baxter's 1892, and the Flying Fox. Now, funny story, when I recorded the promotional announcement thing to run on the radio station Bob 93.3, I accidentally said the Flying J, because I'm so used to talking about the truck stop, the Flying J. But it's not the Flying J, it's the Flying Fox. So just come and hang out with us, and I mean, even like join the little tour with us, whatever, but somebody will win the opportunity to hang out with us the whole day. But you can't be weird. Remember that. If you win that and you're going to be tagging along with us the whole day, don't be weird. Just don't do it. Don't do it.
Nobody needs that. Mm-mm.
So you can go to our stuff, our app and website and all that to find out more information, or you can go to the Bob 93.3 app and get registered for the prizes and all that. So we'll be talking more about it. Just wanted to throw the first announcement out there. It's like a save the date thing, but I don't have all your addresses, so I couldn't send a save the date card. So this is the way to do it. June 8th, Small Town Adventures, New Bern, North Carolina, sponsored by Bojangles. It's going to be huge. Well, that part's up to you, but hopefully.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace & TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Well, it looks like, Ace, we have a growing audience in Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay.
Some signs throughout the media that people are listening to our show and understanding what it's all about and taking heed to what we talk about and working it into their own lives. Ever since we've talked about all of those, lunatics who sit down in traffic and block the streets and all of that, like the ones the other day who are pro-terrorist and pro-terrorism and anti-America
San
and
Francisco,
all of that.
Chicago, yeah.
And then those just disgusting little waifs that glue themselves to the wall of art museums or glue themselves to the pavement or what. One of the suggestions that I had to make sure that doesn't happen anymore is for somebody to basically come up and use snakes as a weapon, right?
Right.
Just drop some rattlesnakes in front of them or whatever, and then they'll scatter after that. Well, a man in Memphis, allegedly, according to reports, tried to rob a gas station Monday, and his weapon of choice, a live snake. What? People are listening, they're reacting, although not for good in this case. Like, right. If you turn a bunch of snakes loose on those pro-terrorist traffic blockers, that would be using snakes as a weapon for good. This is using snake as a weapon for bad.
So he goes in holding the snake out?
Well, he went in, according to this, and he told him, give him the money, and the guy said no, and he left. And he came back with a backpack and a live snake around his neck. And said, now give me the money. And he started like reaching into his bag like he had a gun or he was going to put the snake on the guy. And then the guy working at the store, which, by the way, is on Elvis Presley Boulevard. I love that.
Pretty cool.
All he did was produce his gun and ended the situation.
Did he shoot him?
No.
Oh.
He left. He took off.
Ooh.
Nobody was injured. It doesn't say what happened to the snake, though, what kind of snake it was, but you got to figure it had to be like a pet snake.
Yeah.
It's just wrapped around his neck. So people have to work up to being able to handle rattlesnakes. I mean, yeah. That's, special kind of people. Or why couldn't they just turn the dogs on those people?
Yeah.
Like I said before, when they're glued to the wall, you just keep it on the leash and let it get as close as possible. You know, just a snarling, snotty Doberman just rah, 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 at those people while they're glued to the wall. What would you do if somebody walked in with a snake and said, I'm going to throw it on you if you don't give me the money?
I'm going to have to quickly assess what kind of snake are we looking at.
Well,
I don't know a lot about snakes. If it's not too big, I'm not going to freak out over it.
Even at that, I mean, I think I could move out of the way of a snake if somebody tried to throw it.
I'm pretty sure I could dodge it.
And how are you going to throw it without making it mad? You know, how's that person going to throw it without making it mad and it striking him? It's a lot to be considered, you know. You got to get some really, really religious people to be able to use rattlesnakes as a weapon because they handle them in church.
Snake is not.
They know how to do it.
That's crazy. I'm coming back and I'm bringing my snake this time.
Like, okay. Well, guess what?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I got this snake right here.
I got that.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Yeah, man, yeah. Don't miss those other podcasts that we do. The Ace and Friends and TJ's Podcast. TJ's Podcast goes up at 10 Eastern on all of the, wherever you listen to podcasts. And Ace and Friends is at 3 in the afternoon Eastern. You know, working hard, trying to give you all kinds of stuff. And that's right, give it to you because it's free.
It's free.
Yeah.
It's free.
The least you could do is, you know, subscribe and follow and do whatever you got to do.
That's the least
I could
do.
Yeah, at least I could learn the proper lexicon of the internet.
Keep selling it.
I love it. So everybody's still talking about the pay gap between the WNBA and the NBA. And I just kind of take that with a grain of salt because it's because the NBA makes way more money than the WNBA. It's way, you know, it gets a lot more attention and all that. Maybe someday the WNBA will grow with people like Caitlin Clark. But it's been really a big deal because of Caitlin Clark getting so much attention, and that her salary is not even going to reach $100,000 a year in the next 4 years. But then when I saw this, I thought, oh, never even considered that. not only is Caitlin Clark not making even $100,000 and the NBA players are making millions and millions, there are at least three NBA mascots that are going to make way more than anybody in the WNBA.
That's brutal.
The Denver Nuggets' Rocky the Mountain Lion gets $625,000 a year.
What?
Yep. Harry the Hawk from Atlanta gets $600,000, and Chicago's Benny the Bull $400,000 a year.
$600,000 a year?
Yeah.
What?
Now, the reason I think that's important is because that could be an inspiration for little kids all over the U.S. America to start trying to be a mascot. I mean, that's a
really good salary.
Yeah, to be fair, though, but you got to add a little perspective to it, because these mascots now, these guys like do things like they do events, like they rappel from the ceilings, mm-hmm. and they, you know, they do gymnastics routines, and there's all kinds of stuff, and that's a full time year round job that they do, doing appearances, sure. and all that kind of stuff too. But man, you know, that's a lot.
But it's just the but the wording of it. Mascots sure. make more than the players.
Yeah,
that's trying to poke at the. Wage gap people a little bit, right. just to have fun. And mascots making over $500,000 a year.
That's so bad. That's so insane to me.
Huh? I had no idea they made that much money, though. Man, that's a lot of money.
But you know what? They don't make more than they're worth.
True.
Yeah. You look at it like that. Yeah. You can make less than you're worth, but you never can make more than you're worth, because you're worth whatever somebody wants to pay you.
That's right.
So, you know.
Not worth a lot.
Put on that that tiger head and get out there, Riggins.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams, maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace & TJ Show.
So Taylor Swift's next album is out this week. On Friday. It's called The Tortured Poets Department. A lot of pop-ups are showing up all over LA and stuff like that. Big collaboration with Spotify in the works. And they said Taylor Swift is going to make 2024 the year of poetry. Now, I looked at some of the song titles. They don't really seem poetic. Like, one is called Florida with an exclamation point at the end. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it just doesn't strike me as, like, poetry. But she is certainly the best songwriter of my generation. So I'm sure it probably will be poetry to some people. But that is out on Friday. And Billie Eilish was supposed to put out her album this week, but I think she saw Taylor Swift's release and said, you know what, we'll move it three more days.
Hey, guys, you want to hold off for a couple of days?
So, yeah, she's going to come next week, Billie Eilish's new album. But Taylor Swift's boyfriend, Travis Kelce, is a busy man. He has officially confirmed that he is going to be hosting Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? So it's a takeoff on the Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Apparently once hosted by John Cena. I don't remember that.
No, I don't either.
But they, before him, it was Jeff Foxworthy.
Yeah.
So I think they kind of have a model of who they want hosting those shows. There's an invisible string linking them all together. Yeah. But that'll be good for Travis. I think that's a good move for him. I agree. Did anybody see this picture of Clint Eastwood?
No.
Yeah, the 93-year-old Clint Eastwood.
Yeah,
Coming out I haven't seen it.
Okay, great. Look at him.
Oh,
looking,
wow.
Looking spry.
I mean, you're 93. Does that mean you can't clean up your hair and your beard a little bit?
I mean,
maybe he's got that for a role.
I don't know.
Maybe he's got that look for a party.
Maybe
he's directing. He just finished directing his new movie, and a lot of people are shocked. I guess they remember Clint Eastwood as sort of this rough and tumble guy, but he's been kind of out of the spotlight for a long time. Right. He shows up here and there, but he just looks like an old man.
But he is. He's 93.
Yeah. You just don't think he would look like it, but he does.
Yeah.
So poor guy. There's a producer in Hollywood that says she doesn't understand the appeal of Sydney Sweeney. Which is crazy. This woman, Carol Baum, said she's not only not attractive, but she can't act either. And her latest movie, Anyone But You, I think is what it was called, was unwatchable. Now, for perspective, Sydney Sweeney's movie was the highest earning R-rated rom-com since like 2008. Since like one of the Bridget Jones's movies. So, you know, maybe it was bad, but to argue that she's not a star... absolutely ridiculous. And to call her unattractive is, I mean, shockingly offensive for a woman that looks like Carol Baum. I mean, Sydney Sweeney, she's not objectively attractive.
Yeah.
But do you think Sydney Sweeney would be as popular as she is if she weren't attractive?
Maybe not.
On talent alone?
Maybe not.
Yeah, no.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, but there's nothing wrong with that.
No,
but,
no, I'm just
But who would?
Because...
I mean, anybody who's being attractive will always add to your popularity.
Sure.
But, I mean, if you're not attractive and you are really popular, then you've really done something.
Mm. True.
And there are a lot of those.
Yeah. Maybe more of an accomplishment.
Oh, it is more of an accomplishment.
So those are just a few things that are now trending.
Ladies, be aware, in this age of technology, you cannot get away with much. And there's proof of that, thanks to a mom who got a little crazy in a bar. Next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but... then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Ladies getting away for the weekend. Things get a little wild sometimes. Well, has anybody seen this Instagram post? I saw it yesterday from Missouri over the weekend, from the University of Mizzou. It's just a quick couple second shot of what appears to be a lady in like her 50s all over what appears to be a Missouri frat boy in some bar. They are making out, and even as she pulls away, he bites her lip. It's odd to see. But I don't know the story. Nobody seems to know. You know, they don't know these people. You don't know if she's married in a relationship or what the status is or any of that stuff. But the comments are pretty hilarious. You know, mom out there getting wild on, you know, mom's weekend at the University of Missouri. But here's a question. What would you be able to deal with better? your wife or girlfriend hooking up with a frat guy, a neighbor, or a coworker. Like, mom goes off for the, your girlfriend, Riggins, goes off for the weekend and makes out with, and that's it. Nothing beyond that. She gets a little crazy. She makes out with a frat boy in a bar. Is that better or worse than if she made out at an after work event with a coworker?
Probably the same.
The same? Okay. What about a neighbor?
Probably the same.
So are they all three across the board? That's
I wouldn't look at that.
They're all done. You're like, see you later. We're over. Life as we know it has ended. Yeah. Okay. All right. TJ, same?
If we're talking about my wife, I would say the frat boy is the worst.
The worst.
Yeah, okay. Because that's got more problems attached to it of insecurities and attention seeking and you know, in addition to just being a drunken who.
Yeah. Tay D. Rob, Meredith goes off for the weekend, and which one of those is worse if she makes out with frat boy, neighbor, or coworker?
I think coworker's the worst.
That's my answer too, coworker, because that makes me think something's been brewing there for a long time. Like, what's going on with that?
Yeah, and it could happen again.
And yeah, because you got to go back and see that person again.
I think neighbor is also. I mean, maybe neighbor and the coworker are just as bad. But
yeah, that was exactly my thought, Rob. I give. Not that I would give it a pass, but I would give more of a pass to the frat boy because you'll never see that guy again.
Right.
Well,
coworker, you're going to see every day.
No, she wouldn't. If it's a coworker, she's going to have to quit that job.
Okay. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a neighbor, you got to move.
We got to move, yeah.
y'all getting booted.
Mm-hmm. If we want it to work.
Right.
Right.
Sure.
We want to work it out.
Well, I just the video is wild. She's at her lady's in her 50s, and this kid, he doesn't even look like he's old enough to be in a bar. Hat backwards, all over each other, standing at the bar. People all around. It's like, that's nuts. But proof, you can't get away with anything these days. But what is your freak flag? The freaky thing that you do in your life, you know, not in an intimate way, just this weird little thing that you do. Next, hang on.
It's radio. It's a podcast. It's the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show. More next.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams, maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Years ago, Riggins alerted me to the fact that there was someone in the state of North Carolina who had become somewhat of a celebrity. And I had no idea who this person was. And it's the... Who was the person that used to be in the elevators? Was on the elevator?
Oh, Cherry Berry.
Who, Rob?
Cherry Berry.
Cherry Berry, okay. Yeah. And I when you told me, I went and asked Amanda about it. She was like, oh, yeah, everybody knows that. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah. With the inspector of the elevators.
The inspector of the elevators. But I saw this on a post the other day. Somebody said, is it weird that, quote, I read elevator inspection certificates. in all elevators. If it's posted in the office, that usually means it's just expired. I sometimes wonder what an elevator inspection consists of. So this person, every time they get in an elevator, stops and reads that sticker, that inspection sticker that's in there. Well, apparently a lot of other people do too. And I think some of these just look for the, because several people have answered this question on our social media and said, oh, I look at that, I read those too. I read the last time it was inspected.
Yeah, that's, I do that.
Which I can understand. But I know when it changed and it was no longer Sherry Berry, that was a big deal.
Yeah, it's a different person now.
That was a big deal for people all over the state.
Some dude.
But what is the thing that you would consider to be your, you know, the freaky thing that you do in life on a regular basis? Is there anything that stands out? Like, I saw this, a guy said, named Eric said, I have a crazy mental catalog of music. I listen to 2 to 3 albums every single day. And on the weekends, I'll go through whole discographies of artists. Unfortunately, if you tried to talk to me about music in person, I'd come across as a snob. Oh. He listens to 2 to 3 albums a day.
Bless him. He can't afford a TV.
I guess not.
Oh, they're not that expensive now.
Shame.
A lady named Kathy said, I'm obsessed with maritime disasters. Ships that have burned or they sank. I used to be very frightened of the sea during my childhood, so now it's become an obsession.
I get that.
What?
I'm into animal attacks. That's probably my freakiest thing.
Watching them on YouTube?
Not necessarily watching them, but hearing people tell the story of how it happened and reading about them. Yeah, that is freaky.
So you love an animal at that.
I love them.
That is strange.
Do you have anything, Rob, that jumps out at you?
I don't know how weird it is, but every time I see a string of numbers, I add them all together in my head for some reason. Like if I'm behind somebody, if I read their license plate, I'll add all the numbers together for no reason.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a lady named Christy who said, I smell all of my foods individually before I eat them. She was, always have.
I'm picturing like she picks it up with a fork and goes.
See, I picture picking the plate up.
That's what I picture too. She picks the plate up with.
Okay. Either one of them, you look ridiculous.
The smelling thing is weird. Susan said, I like to smell books, especially new books and the newspaper. So when she gets a new book, she just smells it.
Where is there a new newspaper?
I don't know. I do not know.
Few and far between.
And then there was one more that I am a toy nerd. Mm-hmm. Grown up toys.
Yeah.
Brands, like drones, sizes, prices, how they're made, all that kind of stuff.
Like a collector.
Yeah. So what is it? If you got at the Ace TJ show, what is your freak flag? What is your weird little freaky thing that you do all the time?
It's radio. It's a podcast. It's the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show. More next.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams, maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Don't just listen to the Ace and TJ Show. Watch it now, available 24 hours a day on YouTube. Just search for Ace TJ TV. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Grab your phone real quick and make a note for yourself today. 3 Eastern on the Ace and TJ app is the new edition of Ace and Friends. Why? Because today my sister is back on. My sister's become a regular feature every Wednesday. We call her Paranormal Piper from Pineville. She hit me up yesterday and said, can you FaceTime real quick? I was like, oh, man. I couldn't. I was in my car. And I said, she goes, I want to see Dax, and I got a story to tell you. I guess it's okay to tell this on the radio, but my nephew apparently just lost his mind for a minute. He's 14, and his buddy was sleeping over, and they snuck out of the house and then went and, like, 11:30 at night in the neighborhood where my sister and I grew up, and took some kind of huge firework that this kid had brought over. And right across the street, there's a little drain, like a gutter, like a drain. And they lit it and threw it down in there. And it sounds like a bomb going off. Mm-hmm. How do I know that? Because they filmed it.
Yeah, of course.
Boom! Well, it was loud, it woke a bunch of people up. And she sent me the video and everything, and I would play it for you, except the 14-year-olds are dropping the F word like it's going out of style, and that got them in a lot of trouble. I was like, you idiot. It's like one of those things, you go, I get it. You know, I did lots of stupid stuff like that, but that was just dumb, because guess what else everybody has now? Ring cameras. Mm-hmm. 4 different neighbors captured them on ring cameras.
Oh, my God.
Like, what are you thinking?
That does sound fun as hell, yeah. Though.
They have a ring camera at the house, so she captured them, and then 2 neighbors across the street and the neighbor next door all got them on the ring cameras.
But yeah. It didn't hurt anything.
No, it didn't hurt anything.
Destroy any property. Or
anything. No, it's a big. It's one of those big drains that leads the out into the woods, mm-hmm. Whatever. So they just dropped it down in there. And it goes boom when it goes off, and you see a flash of light. They're laughing, and I was like, I awesome. Get it, but you got to be. It is kind of. I didn't say that, but I was like, that was pretty cool.
Not the cussing part. That's bad. Don't be cussing and filming yourself. But throwing a big huge firework down a storm drain, that sounds like fun as hell. I would like to do that now. I want to do that like today.
Yeah, I do too. Because I got to be honest with you, it was, you know, it's dark, and they throw it in there, and it's a huge flash of fire that looks like it comes out of there. I was like, that's cool.
Where are they getting that?
Firework stand.
Really?
Yeah, just regular.
It's not illegal firework?
No, it's some kind of fireworks that they got in the store.
On that dark web?
No.
From China?
Right there on Highway 28 East in Pineville, Louisiana, from one of those firework stands.
Y'all can't get the real deal fireworks like we can't get here?
Oh, I don't know.
What do you mean?
Yeah. You got to go to South Carolina to get like the good ones.
No, they've got firework stands all over the place. So, yeah, you can get the real deal fireworks there.
Yeah, that's sick.
But
yeah.
They used to only do it at holidays, around firework holidays.
Yeah, I don't know if he had held on to it or what. Yeah. But anyway.
That makes sense. Louisiana's got a year-round firework stand. If any state, we're going to have a year-round firework stand in Louisiana.
Anytime's a good time to blow something up.
Absolutely.
Man. Come on.
Are you going to call him later and be like, I've never been more proud of you?
No, I'm not. I don't want to do that. But maybe we can talk to her about it when she joins the Ace and Friends later on today. So that's 3 Eastern this afternoon on the Ace and TJ app.
It's radio. It's a podcast. It's the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show. More next.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
There's a lot of basketball stuff trending this morning. A lot of Lakers talk. Klay Thompson.
Play-in games were last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Warriors got beat. Klay Thompson is probably done in Golden State. So.
Yeah. You said play-in games. I thought you said play-in games, like spending money.
Oh, no, sorry.
Play-in. These are play-in games.
The play-in games to the playoffs. So LeBron and the Lakers won last night. That was a big deal.
I saw somebody, you know, that LeBron's son is going to be in the draft now. They're saying he's like totally not ready for the NBA.
Right.
Is that accurate?
It seems to be accurate, yes.
But LeBron doesn't want to retire until he gets to play one season with
his son? He wants to play one season with his son, but that would mean if he doesn't go to the NBA draft now, he would have to wait two more years, which means LeBron has to play another at least 3 years.
And in LeBron's defense, he is a really, really stupid person. He's not smart.
Do you understand, like, wanting to play with your son, like, would that be fun? I mean, does that sound exciting? To me, I don't know. It's like, I'm the greatest probably ever to do what I do. Do I care about playing a season with my son?
I think it probably would be great, but I also think as a father, knowing that you are considered one of the greatest of all time, that's a huge shadow to cast on a young man, on your son starting his career. Let him have his life. I don't know.
But because LeBron is so about LeBron.
Yeah, maybe.
And he's not a smart person.
My poor Nelly, country grammar, everybody knows Nelly, hot in her. He played a show at Florida University. Look at the crowd. They did it in the gym, like where they play basketball, you know? And they had all these seats empty. So they told all the students, hey, regardless of your seat, you can just come down to the floor because not a lot of people, like a handful of people showed up to see Nelly.
Yeah, it's in an arena. It looks like they maybe have 1,500 people there.
Oh, I think you're being generous.
In a 10, 12,000 seat arena, there's like 1,000 people there.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's because it was expensive.
I think it was a free show.
Oh,
for the students of Florida.
But again, even worse. Would you think? But if you wanted to do a show for the for college students now, is Nelly who you go with?
It was free.
A lot. Yeah, I mean, some people said because it was free, I showed up. But a lot of people said I didn't know a lot of Nelly songs, but it was something to do on a Friday night, so I went. But poor Nelly, I feel terrible for him. Ladies, just a heads up: if you're going to shop, be aware of this one scary thing. It could happen to you. I'll tell you next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace & TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Listen to the Ace and TJ Show, sponsored by Richard Takato. He's a mortgage expert. He can help you buy a home, refinancing, open a home equity line. Super easy. All it takes is one short phone call with Richard. He won't keep you on the phone too long. Don't worry. One short phone call, or you can head over to homewithrichard.com. Go check him out. He's great. So this is kind of crazy. Rob, are you still wearing the makeup that you started wearing a couple weeks ago?
I never got the stuff. It was a plan to get it, and it's not makeup, so shut up.
If it's an under eye roller.
It's not makeup. It's to make skin better. It's not.
Yeah, it's cosmetics is what it is.
No, it is not.
Right, that's it is. It's cosmetics.
It's cosmetic.
Yeah. No, it is healing my skin.
Yeah.
But I haven't used it yet.
So. Still cosmetic.
We disagree.
We're splitting hairs. But a woman was in the cosmetics aisle at her local Walmart. She said a guy walked up to her. This is scary. Spring Hill, Tennessee. She's shopping in the cosmetics section. A guy walks up to her. She says, doesn't speak English, and approaches her pretty quickly and gets kind of in her face and starts speaking to her. She said, I immediately put up my hands to say, no, thank you. And he opens his jacket and is motioning to her to come smell the inside of his like blazer. And she goes, later I found out this is what some people will do to drug you and kidnap you, because they lace the inside fabric of their jacket with whatever that is, like the thing you see in movies.
Yeah. Chloroform.
Chloroform, I guess. So he's motioning for her to come smell his jacket. And she immediately, you know, puts up her hands like this. And she says the one thing that saved her life were her tattoos on her hand. And that doesn't make a lot of sense. But she says she later found out that if somebody who's trying to kidnap you sees something easily identifiable, like a prominent tattoo, they will avoid completing that act. So she says her hand tattoos actually saved her life.
Was there security footage of this in the store?
She didn't show it in the video, but I would imagine there is. It's Walmart. They film everything.
Yeah.
So lesson here, get more tattoos.
Exactly. Yeah. She's also a tattoo artist.
The first one's on her.
Sexy and safe. The hand tattoo.
Yeah, very awesome. More next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
This is the Ace & TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
It's National Crawfish Day. Happy National Crawfish Day. It's also National Banana Day.
Banana.
I saw some guy, he went to a Dairy Queen, and he goes, listen, I've tricked the system. Every time he goes to get a banana split at this Dairy Queen, they tell him they're out of bananas. So this one time he showed up with like a whole bunch of bananas. He was like, can I get 2 banana splits? And they're like, sorry, we're out of bananas. He's like, well, it's your lucky day because I got a whole bunch of them right here. So he gave them the bananas, and they ended up making the banana split for
him. Is that a Dairy Queen thing that they're always out of bananas?
I have no idea. Huh. But he goes, every time I come here, they're out of bananas.
Yeah, maybe it's just that one
Yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm. And they probably don't have a lot of bananas because probably not a lot of people are ordering banana splits.
I didn't know they had that at Dairy Queen, to be honest with you.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. I love a banana split.
My grandfather loved a banana split, too. So I think this is wild. I don't know if you've seen this, but Disney World and Disneyland are cracking down on their disability service programs, where if you can't stand in a line for an extended period of time, they have a service. Now, we know this through our charity, that people in wheelchairs often get given a time where they can come back and skip the line if they're not able to wait in a long line. And they're called like disability service programs. But they're cracking down because they found that people are abusing the system, specifically adults, lying about having things like autism so they can be given a time to come back later so they can skip the line.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're having to crack down on it beginning this year through 2025. They're implementing new rules. Now, what are your thoughts on an adult that fakes something like having autism to skip a line at a theme park?
You're trash.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm not, you know, I'm a pro-life person. You know, I think the death penalty is not a good thing. I'm for the death penalty for people that lie about having autism to skip a line at Disney World. How, because not even because it's so, it's hurting anybody, but how low can you possibly be to be an adult and to lie about having autism so you can skip a line to go on Space Mountain?
And you know, right, when they implemented that program, when that program began, they probably never thought that would be an issue.
Mm. Rightfully so.
This is who we've become as a country.
And when
horrible
people started going to Disney World, they never thought Disney would be doing a lot of stuff they're doing either. So,
well,
they can't say nothing, Disney.
Fair enough. But I mean, really, get your priorities in check. I mean,
yeah, I would say we just don't need that trash living amongst us good people.
Yeah.
Put them on an island somewhere.
Put them on.
Trashy island.
Exactly.
More next. It's the Ace and TJ Show.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
We got a ton of stuff for sale at the Ace and TJ store, acetj.com/store. Hats, t-shirts, hoodies, crew neck sweatshirts, and of course the Ace and TJ hot sauces.
Mm-hmm.
Today's National Crawfish Day. Do you dip your crawfish in like a creamy sauce? I've seen people do that on the internet.
You boil crawfish?
Yeah.
When you have a crawfish boil? Yeah. Yeah. It's a mayonnaise, hot sauce, ketchup mixture with some spices and seasonings and stuff. Yeah.
I think I'd be into that. Might be perfect with the Ace and TJ hot sauces.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that Louisiana Lovin' would be the thing to use that with.
Yeah. How do I get more of that for on the low, on the cheap?
You got a car. You can order. You run the store. What are you talking about? You're the manager of the store.
Yeah, I'm going to create a promo code for 100% off. Keep it to myself. Yeah, I think that's the way to do it. Rob, can we convince you to eat some crawfish?
What's it taste like?
Shrimp.
Shrimp? I like shrimp.
It tastes like a richer shrimp with more flavor, yeah.
I'd give it a shot. I like shrimp.
Yeah, it's a lot better than shrimp.
Yeah, and then you can make your fettuccine Alfredo with crawfish in. Does that sound appealing?
I mean, it's not as good as my favorite Alfredo meat, which is pepperoni.
Pepperoni. How could I forget? Pepperoni is my favorite Alfredo meat. That's what he used to get on his pizzas. Yeah.
We were in a sports bar the other night in Indiana with my father-in-law. He's very particular about things. He's got dietary restrictions and all that. And so he's also OCD. And they have pizzas on the menu. And he's going, I wonder if they have they can do Alfredo sauce on the pizzas. My mother-in-law goes, probably not. This is not a pizza place. Yeah. They probably have. So the young lady comes around and says, can I take everyone's drink order? And he goes, holds his hand up. He goes, wait, before we get into all that, can you do fettuccine Alfredo sauce on a pizza instead of the tomato sauce? And she goes, I'm not sure. He goes, can you go find out? So before anybody could say, I want water, you know, so he sends her back off to
find for some special to know.
He had to know right then.
She could have brought the answer back when she brought the drinks.
Yeah.
He's always got like a special request that's causing problems.
Diverticulitis and all kinds of crap like that.
Lord. This cannot wait. Yeah.
Yeah. Before you get into all that, I need to know.
You can brought me a beer and the answer to your question.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.